Lecture 6, The Neanderthals.
We come now to the Neanderthals. Everybody's heard of the Neanderthals, the arch-type cave people of ancient times. In this lecture, number 6, we describe the Neanderthals of Europe and Asia, who evolved from earlier archaic Homo sapiens populations well over 100,000 years ago. First, we're going to describe the distribution of the Neanderthals and the misleading stereotypes which surround them. Next, we'll summarize the salient anatomical features of the Neanderthals and conclude that they were nimble, efficient hunters. But they were different from us, from modern humans. And we'll look at the ways in which they were different. Then we'll examine their lifeway and the way in which they adapted to the harsh climate of late Ice Age Europe and Eurasia. We'll also describe the simple but versatile toolkit which they used to hunt animals and to process foods of every kind. Then finally, we'll discuss the Neanderthals' disposal of the dead, the first evidence of deliberate burial in prehistory, and conclude that they did not have the powerful reasoning powers and intellectual potential of anatomically modern humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, ourselves. Cartoonists love the Neanderthals. They are the stereotypic cave people. They depict them as squat, club-wielding brutes, perennially dragging their wives around by their long hair. This misleading image comes from a portrait of the Neanderthals compiled from a single burial of a crippled man found a century ago. It is far from reality. In fact, the Neanderthals were strong, robustly built people with a few archaic anatomical features. The first Neanderthal remains came to light in the Neander Valley in Germany in 1856. With its heavy brow ridges and receding forehead, the Neanderthal seemed completely different from modern humans. It was the great Victorian biologist, Thomas Henry Huxley, who first introduced the Neanderthals to the world. He was an electric lecturer, well up to the standards of the teaching company, if not beyond them. He was brilliant, and also a very vivid writer. And his discussion of the rather primitive features of Neanderthals made people think and put them in the mindset that the Neanderthals were little more than brutes. Since the first discovery of the Neanderthals a century and a half ago, substantial numbers of Neanderthal individuals have come to light, most of them in Western and Central Europe, but also some examples from Southwestern Asia, Africa, and other parts of the Mediterranean world. It's important first to set the climatic scenario. Neanderthals first appeared during an interglacial period in Europe, well before 100,000 years ago. They evolved from existing indigenous populations in Europe, archaic Homo sapiens populations. They were apparently few in number. There were very few of them on the ground. But then the Neanderthal population increased considerably after 100,000 years ago, because now we're coming into a period of about 50 or 80,000 years between 100,000 and somewhere around 40 to 30,000 years ago, when these people flourished during a period of intense cold. The last glacial period of the Ice Age, which began about 100,000 years ago and lasted right up to 15,000 years ago. This was not a deep freeze. It was a constant fluctuation of climate, but generally the climate was very much colder than it is today.